You've always loved storms. The howling wind, the crack of thunder, of the lightning lights up the world. I wake up to a gust, the cold night air chilling the room. I turn to find you no longer in our bed, but instead sitting across the windowsill, peering out across the bay, watching the storm unfold in front of you. Another gust of wind swirls through the room, flicking your hair as it whistles by. A flash of lightning reveals you to me, not that I have your attention. In that brief moment, your beauty is highlighted. The smile in amazement of the view before you, your eyes wide with excitement and awe. Your gown hangs loosely off you, revealing your legs in front of me, but leaving the rest to my imagination. I lie there and watch you for a while, feeling the loud rumble of thunder pass through my chest following each lightning strike, and just take in the scene. The smell of the sea, the rustle of the leaves every time the wind picks up, the raw, natural magnificence of just how powerful this world can be. I feel your gaze upon me and smile in your direction. The little light coming through the window hides your face from me, but reveals mine to you. Come back to bed, I say, still half asleep. Your silhouette rises and walks over towards me. The silk gown you were wearing slides off your skin before hitting the floor without so much of a whisper. Your cold skin presses against me, and I feel your lips pressed against mine. I can feel the goosebumps on your breasts next to your hard nipples as you lie on my chest. I pull the duvet up around you to keep you warm, but you throw it back off. Your cold hands seek warmth and quickly find their way to my crotch. Your fingers chill me as they teasingly scratch off the inside of my thigh before wrapping around my cock. I take a deep breath as the cold runs through me. Mean, I try to whisper to you, but you're not having any of it. Your tongue still cooping mine, far too busy to speak. One hand holds my head next to yours, the other slowly playing with my dick, stroking, squeezing, and pleasing me. Once again, I feel the vibrations pass through me as thunder echoes from the mountains. I pry myself away from your lips, too distracted by your hands, and decide so far that this night has been far too one-sided. I wrap my arm around you and hold your head against mine. My other hand reaches between your legs, but first slowly strokes along your finely trimmed hair, my fingertips against the grain. Eventually, I venture further south and feel your wetness against my fingers. I hear a gasp escape your mouth as a finger slides between your lips. I move in time with your strokes on my cock, and you quickly follow suit, the lead swapping between us as we vary the pace. Moments of quiet last as we slowly explore each other's bodies, but the odd crack of thunder causes sudden excitement throughout us when we speed up. My finger slides into your pussy, again keeping pace with your strokes. Low moans escape your lips as we continue to please each other with our hands. More thunder erupts as the storm moves closer towards us, attracted by the energy coming from our room, enough to entice the gods. Enough is enough, and you decide you want more. Your leg swings over mine, and you straddle me, your hair brushing against my face as you tower above me. Your hand guides my cock towards you, and I feel the warmth of your pussy rewarding me for my efforts. You slowly lower yourself onto me, my hands on your hips, encouraging you to let me find my way inside you. As my whole length enters you, this time we both moan. Your body eases up as we give in to our needs before a flash of lightning revitalizes us and stirs up your animal side. I hold on to you as you rise and fall onto my cock, thrusting up to meet you as you come back down to me. Your back arches, pushing out your breasts, the nipples standing out in the dark as you ride me, your hips grinding against my body. My hand finds its way to your pussy, and I start rubbing your clit with my thumb. More lightning enters the room, swiftly followed by thunder, briefly drowning out our exasperated breaths. The only thing missing from the scene is tribal drumming. Your head rocks around as your body moves, both hands now playing with your breasts. Yet another flash reveals a sight to me, and it is a sight to behold. The image burns into my mind from the bright light, freezing you there for a short moment in time. The intensity builds up and your hips move faster, along with your breathing. Moans start to fill the air, getting louder and louder as we continue to fuck in the dark. Your hands pull mine up to your mouth, where you kiss and suck onto a finger, before holding it with your teeth. All things must come to an end, and soon I find myself overpowered by your actions. I rock your hips harder with my free hand, and you receive the message, increasing the pace as much as you can. The gods, satisfied with our display, send another flash of lightning, quickly followed by a roar. Encouraged by the thunder, our pace quickens yet again, and I feel my cock release all of my cum inside you, whilst your pussy throbs around me. As the thunder echoes die down, so too do our bodies as we gently rock to a halt. You rise and walk over to the window, once again focusing your gaze along the bay and the mountains in front of you, basking in the peace as the eye of the storm passes over us.